Europe's main election monitoring arm, the Organisation for Security and Cooperation in Europe, decided today not to observe Russia's presidential elections next month. In the eyes of Western governments and Kremlin critics in Russia, a boycott by the organisation would underscore doubts about the legitimacy of a vote whose result is seen as all but inevitable. We spoke to Dr. David White from the Centre for Russian and East European Studies at the University of Birmingham. He says President Vladimir Putin's favoured successor is almost certain to win the elections freely, but probably not fairly.
There is no need for the Russian authorities to manipulate the elections in any way because Putin's preferred candidate, Dmitry Medvedev, is so far ahead in the polls that he will win the presidential election in the first round without any need for any kind of electoral fraud or manipulation. You know, he has opinion poll ratings of around 80%. His nearest competitors, the communist candidate, the Liberal Democratic Party candidate, are on about 8%. And on the other hand, Medvedev, because he has the support of Putin and he has access to administrative resources, the resources of the regime, is clearly at a massive advantage. So my feelings are that the elections will actually be quite free, but they certainly won't be very fair.